It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Ever since Hurricane Katrina, people on the Gulf Coast have told us that what they need most is insurance. If they get affordable property insurance, they can rebuild. If they don't, they can't. That's why many people were stunned when St. Paul Travelers said it would not renew some commercial policies around New Orleans. Now, Louisiana wants to keep other insurance companies from abandoning the area. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For some companies, the deadline is less than 3 months away. St. Paul Travelers says beginning in March, it will stop renewing policies for a number of small and mid-sized commercial properties. A company spokeswoman did not want to be recorded, but said Travelers has a high concentration of those properties in hurricane-prone areas and needs to balance its risk. Mark Dreenan, the president of the Greater New Orleans Economic Group, calls Travelers' announcement a major blow.
This comes at a time when our businesses were already facing 5-10 time increases in their premiums, at a time when their deductibles were going from $500,000 to $10 million, or even worse in some cases, to all of a sudden have the number one carrier say, you know, we're not even going to be in this market anymore, is shocking.
It's not clear how many businesses would be affected, but state officials worried that other commercial insurers might follow suit convened a meeting in Baton Rouge. Governor Kathleen Blanco says Louisiana wanted to give insurers an update on levee repairs, coastal restoration, and other efforts designed to mitigate losses.
This is not an exclusive Louisiana situation, but ours is in a crisis mode. This is going on in every coastal state. Apparently, the insurers have reassessed how much vulnerability they have to risk, and they have overreacted, we believe, but they're, you know, right now we're at their mercy.
The federal government has promised Louisiana nearly $6 billion for its hurricane protection efforts. Almost $1 billion has been spent. Louisiana also has new building codes. Insurance Commissioner James Donilon says this might actually be a good time for insurers to be in the market.
I point out to them that our structures in the metropolitan New Orleans, southeast and southwest Louisiana, have now been subjected to two storms of comparable size, so that weak roofs, weak trees that were subject to being blown over and damaging properties, they're down, and those roofs are replaced. We are a much better risk than we were a year and a half ago when these storms came ashore.
After the meeting, Jason Shoup, a vice president at Zurich Insurance, says his company will maintain its presence in New Orleans. Zurich is the state's third largest commercial insurance provider, but Shoup says all insurers are in the process of rebalancing. He says it's not just hurricanes and levees that's cause for concern, but also an increasing number of people and commercial properties in the Gulf Coast region.
We've had growth which has outrun our perception of the risk. So what we're seeing now is some catching up as we've had an extremely active two hurricane seasons in 2004 and then 2005.
Louisiana Citizens Property Insurance, the state-sponsored insurer of last resort, would likely pick up coverage for many, and there's worry that it could become overloaded. So state officials are asking travelers to reconsider. And they've come up with a plan that increases Louisiana citizens' coverage limits. They want travelers to pick up customers who want even more. Governor Blanco says that's one of many steps the state is taking as it tries to create a safe environment for businesses and a less risky one for insurers.
We'll pray all together that the weather holds and that we have a few good years ahead of us without stretching the insurers one more time and really sinking us.
For now, though, businesses that face the prospect of losing their coverage have begun the search for a replacement in Louisiana's costly insurance market. St. Paul Travelers says it will decide whether to take the state up on its offer by the end of the month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.